Welcome back to the City of Palms podcast. Two brothers got together. We started a podcast to shine light on talented individuals in the Southwest Florida area. Thank you for watching, viewing, and subscribing.
Episode 104.
Episode, what is that noise?
Bambi.
Episode 104. Okay. Who's Bambi? Is that a deer? You got a deer in here?
Chihuahua.
All right, cool. Episode 104. 104, man. I will say, what that calls for is a...
Go on, get up here.
Yep.
The phone call is the podcast? Yes.
All right. Now, see...
Now, let's go, hon.
This is why we don't have ad reads yet. But it's okay. We're here for it.
Dude, it feels so good outside. I'm so glad the weather is
good. Dude, we got the windows open, so the dogs may be barking. Gohan will be chirping because...
he's feeling as good as we are.
Yeah.
Let him talk us top.
Feeling spunky. It is. Don't gotta watch. It's whatever time on a Saturday night, and we're here, man. How you been? How was your week, bro?
Pretty solid. I had a good week.
Me too.
Great week.
Me too.
I think I didn't do great with like my sleep schedule this week, but... Everything else was pretty solid. Since we took a week off the podcast, I had a lot of time to finalize book stuff and whatnot, because that's coming up. What about you?
It's a good week. Good week. Can't complain. Yeah, it was solid. It was pretty solid, all in all. Definitely, are your headphones going in and out?
A little bit.
All right, mine are too.
I don't think it's the recording, though.
We'll just roll with it. I had a good week, man. Selling wise, wasn't the absolute best, but it wasn't the worst. You know, it's pretty good. I'm happy with it. Ran into some interesting customers this past week. Don't know if I told you about. I don't know if I told you about all of them. I don't like talking about like people that I run into, just because everyone's so different, man. Like doing my job, I realize like. You know, I'm in and out of at least three, you know, I'm in and out of three people's houses a day. So I'm meeting at least three, sometimes six or more people a day. Feel me? If there's a husband and a wife at each house, you know, there generally is.
Is there ever like kids and stuff?
Sometimes, yeah. I mean, yeah, sometimes you go to a house where it's like, I mean, dude, one time I went to, I mean, yeah, all the time. There is, you know, you're running family's houses where they've got, one time I went there, I had an appointment at this house in Ave Maria. It was like family movie night. And we were all just watching a movie.
Watching Moana.
Yeah. I was like doing, I forget what we watched, but I was like doing something and, you know, I was doing the demo. I sold them, but.
Timmy's trying to do his algebra homework.
We're eating pizza. We're watching movies.
You want some popcorn? Mr. Lombardo? What do they call you? Daniel?
Danny.
Danny. You can call me Danny.
Danny.
Don't call me sir. That's my dad. You can call me Danny. You ever hear people say that? Don't call me sir. That's my dad.
Nah.
or what is it? Someone says Mr. Lombardo. Don't call me that. That's my dad.
Call me Danny. I have heard that.
Call me Danny. It's weird at the school that. Sometimes. Like, the line of when you call someone like their... Mr. last name, Miss last name, or whatever, or when you just call me first name. I had a teacher apologize to me one time because they kept calling me Brian in front of students, and I was like, I don't care, but like, I get usually that's how it goes. It's like the teachers around each other will just say first names, but I just always say the last name for some reason. I don't know, maybe it's because I'm younger. I just call everyone like Miss such and such, Mr. such and such.
Yeah,
still don't feel like I'm. First name basis with some people. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Ain't there yet.
Dude, one thing I will say this week, I've been better about like not really being on social media too much, like not doom scrolling. Ever since like my job changes and stuff, a lot of my internet time or like on my phone time is like things that are productive, you know, like messaging people, like posting things for our sites and things like that, not just like mindlessly scrolling and looking through stuff.
That's good.
But it's hard though. You know what I mean? Like there's aspects of the internet that like I try to stay off of, and I've been considering deleting Facebook straight up.
Me too.
Because like, yeah. And I'm trying to think of reasons to keep it, and the only reason I'll keep it is because like I don't really watch the news or anything very much, and I don't know how else I would like know about what people have going on in their lives. You know what I mean? Like trying to think if I even like most family stuff I feel like I hear about from us. But as far as like friends and things around town, like if I had deleted Facebook, I really would be, because Instagram's not the same as far as like getting information.
Yeah.
At least for me.
Yeah.
But it's just tiring. Like the reason I want to delete it is just because of like how pointless it is sometimes. I'll find myself like, even if it's just 10 minutes that I just was on Facebook, it almost feels like 10 minutes wasted because of how like the content is laid out sometimes.
Yeah. No, I feel that. Yeah, I've been debating deleting Facebook too. It's kind of just, it's honestly, yeah, like you said, kind of like a waste of time, honestly. I would keep it for like a couple reasons, mainly Marketplace.
Oh, yeah.
My reason for keeping it.
But. See, mine's Messenger. Like if I were to delete my Facebook app, I'd probably keep my Messenger app because a lot of people I don't have their phone number. That's like the easiest way. If I just know their name, I can pretty much talk to them. Or, like, ask them a question or whatever. But other than that, like, I don't know. I'm still up in there. Kind of want to delete it. It's just, like, across all platforms, though, it's been, like, a reason I've been able to stay off the internet more than usual is just because some of the content I'm just realizing is, like, things I don't need to be spending my time doing. You know what I mean? Like, like when it comes to skating and stuff like that, like, that's the most of my content I'll consume is stuff like that. But then, as far as just, like, daily, you know, I used to have, like, YouTubers I'd watch daily and, like, you know, I'm gonna let Gohan out real quick. But you ever, you know, like, you see it on YouTube a lot where you see YouTubers who, like, their content, it's almost, how do I put it? It's been, like, you notice that it's not like someone loves doing something and makes content out of the thing they love doing. Sometimes it's more so, like, let's make content so we can get a lot of people to see it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people and creators will like do things just because they know a lot of people are going to click on it, opposed to like doing something else. And it gets tricky because a lot of these people, that's how they make their living. So they have to treat it like that, where they treat it like, I'm going to do more like bottle flip videos because those pop off and I can get like a fat check from those bottle flip videos. I understand that type stuff. But when it comes to like Facebook content and Instagram content, dude, it's like,
yeah, I've unfollowed and blocked. A lot of, you know, a lot of stuff on social media, like on all platforms, Instagram, Facebook, stuff like that. Just cause, yeah, if I see something and I'm like, I don't want to be seeing this, you feel me? I'll just unfollow, block them if I feel the need to. But it is pretty excessive. I mean, yeah, there's definitely a lot out there. I've heard Twitter's really bad. I was on Twitter for like a little bit and it was crazy. And I'm not on Twitter anymore. Haven't been for a long time, but they like, you know, all social medias have made like changes to where you can't really, everything what you post is like monitored on like pretty heavily on, yeah, Instagram and Facebook. Twitter's not really like that. But yeah, it's crazy. Like, the man, the myth, the legend, he's here with us. Shout out Gohan.
Hey Ben, dude.
Gohan, you're gonna chill for the podcast. He's got stuff to say, man.
All right, go be a guard dog.
Dude. All right. We're back at it. Slight intermission. With the dogs barking. Like I said, man, we got the windows open. It's a nice day in Southwest Florida. And it's not often that we get that. So,
the dogs are loving it.
They're just being guard dogs. Something I did want to touch on. I don't know how long this episode's going to be. It may be a shorter episode that we do. But I do want to say something quick. You've heard about the metaverse.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I saw this thing on it's a Twitter thread, but I didn't see it on Twitter. But this guy, Sean Puri, is Sean with two A's, VP. All right. So he says, hot take, Everyone is wrong about the metaverse. Here's my three-part theory. All right, listen closely to this. Part one, everyone is wrong. Most people think the metaverse is a virtual place like in the movie Ready Player One. Seen that movie? A virtual world like Minecraft, Roblox, or like Zuck showed in the Facebook demo yesterday. You saw the demo?
I saw pictures from it, but I didn't watch it.
All right. But what if it's not a place? All right. And part two, it's not a place. It's time. Time. WTF? Yes, a moment in time. You know, in artificial intelligence, there's an idea of the singularity. You heard that? It's a moment in time where the AI becomes smarter than humans. The moment when artificial intelligence is greater than human intelligence. So how they say robots are going to take over the jobs and so on and so forth. Part three, what it is. The metaverse is the moment in time where our digital life is worth more to us than our physical life. This is not an overnight change or an intervention by some Steve Jobs type. It is a gradual change that has been happening for 20 years. Every important part of life is going digital. Work, from factories to laptops, boardrooms to Zooms.
Classrooms to Chromebooks.
Yep. Friends, from neighbors to followers. Where do you find like-minded people? Twitter, Reddit, etc. Games, no more kids play Fortnite. Or no, games, more kids play Fortnite than basketball and football combined. Identity, filters are the new makeup. Stories are your personal billboard to broadcast who you are. What matters more, what you look like in real life or what you look like on Instagram? He gives a reference pick. But everything goes digital. Your friends, your job, your identity. And now with crypto, your assets are online too. Bored apes are the new Rolex. Fortnite skins are the new skinny jeans. If everyone hangs out online all the time, then your flexes need to be digital. That's where things kind of get scary. Because, like, I didn't watch the full demo, but I saw, like, a little bit of what they're trying to introduce in the metaverse. And it is kind of, like, a scary concept as to where the world is heading with all this digital currency. Because, like, it's not wrong where it says, like, CryptoPunk is a new Rolex. You know what I mean? Like,
what's a CryptoPunk?
An NFT. CryptoPunk is like the most expensive NFT. One of them. It's like going for like, you know, it's big money right now.
What is that?
Big flex. CryptoPunk is just like, do you know what an NFT is? Like, yeah. It's just a picture or video. It's not yeah. like it's a. So I'm going to just Google like a CryptoPunk. There's a lot of different of them out there, but it's like a guy like, you know, somebody like you, like an artist who would make these designs in CryptoPunk, I believe is like 8-bit. 8-bit.
Oh, I heard someone was saying something about that where it's like a little 8-bit thing.
Yeah.
That's worth so much money, just a little like 8-bit picture.
Yeah. And there's other ones too. Like I saw a trending thing on Lil Baby, the rapper, got a what did he get? I forget what he got, but you see see his profile pic?
Oh, is that one
That's
of them?
The NFT, yeah, that he bought. And it's a big flex, you feel me? It's like just like you would wear jewelry and stuff. I mean, that's a flex to have that, you know. But it continues. It continues. Let's see what he says going on. Let's see what he's got going on here. So if you play this forward another 10 to 20 years, we will cross into the metaverse, the moment in time where digital matters more to us than physical. Our attention used to be 99% on our physical environment. TVs dropped that to 85%. Computers dropped that to 70%. Phones to 50%. I think I missed a part. It says our attention has been sucked from physical to digital, and where attention goes, energy flows. If 50% of our attention is on our digital screen, then... I think I skipped a part, but then it goes on to continue to say, today it takes some effort to take our phone out of our pocket and look at it. Soon, some company will make smart glasses that sit in front of our eyes all day. We will go from 50% attention.
Or even the thing Musk is doing, the what is it? The NanoLink or whatever?
Oh, yeah.
That's that concept, too, mm-hmm. where it's like you wouldn't have to pull out your phone anymore. It would just be part of your brain.
Yeah. So soon we'll go from 50% attention, being on our phones half percent of the time, to looking at screens 90% of the time. 90%+ of the time. Allegedly. That's what it says. That's the moment in time where the metaverse starts.
GoPro, start recording.
Because the moment our virtual life will become more important than our real life. Is this a good thing or a bad thing? Like anything, it's neither good nor bad. It's just a thing, a very different thing. That's what he continues to say. Me personally, I think it's a terrible thing.
And I do too.
Like, I'm not here for it. You feel me? I'm here for the change. I mean, I adapt however I need to, but I don't feel the need to, like, you know, life on Earth is great, and I don't think we should really try to change it too much from what it is, man. Feel me? I don't want to be, because they're saying, like, we could do this podcast to, like, where I could be in my room at the crib with glasses on. You could be in your room at your crib with the glasses on.
And both of us are existing in this
digital space. And we could both come out here in this digital space in a studio and broadcast our studio. And our audience, people, you know, listeners could come and watch live. And I just don't like that idea. Like, I'm down for that, but I'm not down to just that be life. You feel me?
Yeah.
I think it should be an option, but I don't think I would hate to, like, for that to be, like, as poppin' as, like, it may be, sad to say, because honestly, like, you know, us talking about it now could be revolutionary, because honestly, 5, 8, 10 years, 15 years from now, it may be the Instagram, TikTok of today, of 2021. You know what I mean? It could be the next popping thing in like 2035, where like everyone's on the metaverse and everyone's flexing, and you know, it's not like, because if they further it, like, you could go to school that way. Why wouldn't you be able to? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you, like, you know, kids would just, like, just no physical actual altercation, you know? And, like, I think it's just been weird. Like, I don't know, man. You ever be out somewhere and, like, notice, like, people be weird, man, you know what I mean? And it's like, the heck, bro? Like, some of the younger gen, like, not everybody, but, like, you know, a technology generation, you see some people and you're just like, bro, like, you haven't got enough physical engagement, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
In your life to, like, really, you know, you just, some people, a lot of kids, like, they got cooped up on the game. They play the game for so long. They, you know, it's what they did growing up. It's like what they do. Like, how we got free time, we go skate whenever we can, make it work. A lot of kids are playing the game. A lot of kids are.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, remember when we were kids? Remember what we played was, we played Club Penguin for a little bit. We played RuneScape for a little bit. But, like, when we were in elementary school, we also played one. Forget the name of it. Had to do with, like, I don't know why I'm blanking on it. It had to do with, like, cereals and stuff.
Pop Tropica?
No, it wasn't that.
Cereals.
Pop Tropica.
That was a little game that kids played in elementary school.
I know. I haven't heard that word in like probably 12 years. A solid 12 years.
We're never really into that Pop Tropica.
Pop Tropica.
Had to do with cereals. What are you talking about?
Millsbury or something?
Maple Story? We never really got into that either.
No, I don't think it was that. It was. Had to do with cereal.
I know what you're talking about. I think I know what you're talking about.
It was like post cereal. Or General Mills.
No, I think it was something like Millsbury.
Millsbury. I'm gonna Google
that
this.
Because that's like a weird memory you just unlocked. Because I didn't really remember that. But I think that's what it was. It was some sort of like virtual world where you'd log in.
Let's see,
like,
if I got it right when I type Millsbury. What would I put? Millsbury,
game? I don't know.
Game.
Because I vaguely remember something like that from when I was in, like, fifth grade.
Yes, bam.
Millsbury?
Millsbury.
That was... Yes!
Yes, you could, like, decorate your character. It's that was a low-key taste of that. But now it's gonna get, like, virtual.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And that's the thing, is, like... all this stuff is tools to where, like, you know, remote working, we're working from home, that's awesome. Like, Chromebooks from schools, that's more helpful. That's, like, so crazy how, like, helpful that can be for lesson plans and teaching and stuff like that. But with all that also comes it becoming so regular. And it's the same thing with, like VR and this whole concept of the multiverse is, like, once it becomes so regular, there then becomes all that room for just, like, upset, like you said, where, like, total immersion, to where you could just live your whole life from your bedroom, and you could, you know, have a job and have, you know, relationships and ways you spend your time, but not leave your room at all. And in a lot of ways, that's good, but in a lot of ways, that's, like, that's scary. Because of the whole, I don't know, dude, I just feel like we were designed to, like, go out and feel the sun and, you know, sweat and, you know, have things be difficult, I guess. Like, if things get that easy to where we can be like the dudes from freaking
WALL-E,
where you're just in a little cart and the only food you need to consume is that big, big gulp of, like, nutrients, and you just suck that down and your screen pops up in front of you. You remember the dudes from Up?
I never saw Up.
You never, well, that's what humans are in Up. WALL-E. Everyone's just giant fat people, and they're all in these, like, hover chairs, and they all just have a screen in front of their face and a big cup of, like stuff they drink for, like, nutrients so they can stay alive. And it tastes like candy or, like, whatever, like, just tastes like the most delicious stuff, like fast food, and they're all just giant fat, never move, like, people.
Dang.
And obviously that's, like, an extreme example, but, like, I don't know, that's, like, real, you know what I mean? Like you just said, you see people, kids that, like, don't get enough social interaction, and they're, like, kind of messed up. Like, as hard, bad as that is to say, like, you get kind of messed up if you're not face-to-face with someone and have that, like, you know, conversation. Or even, you know, the, like, keyboard warriors, people are nasty on the internet because you don't have to be face-to-face with someone. If you're sitting face-to-face with someone and you say, hey, you suck at kickflips, like, your kickflips look horrible, you probably wouldn't do that because that's just weird, because then you see that person's face go from, like, happy to frown to, like, mad at you because of what you just said. But if you're on a computer and you say, your kickflips suck, you should go kill yourself, you can easily hit send on that because they don't got to look at your face ever. Imagine that, like, having a whole society that's in this, like, digital space to where you don't see anyone, you can't get beat up, you can't, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
It's just weird, man. And, like, as much good things comes from technology, trust me, I love wireless headphones, and I love Wi-Fi, and I love, you know, being able to connect Bluetooth to my car in, like, 2 seconds and just listen to whatever I want on Spotify in an instant.
Yeah, it's efficient.
There's things of technology that's just, and the fact that you can film skateboarding with the device in your pocket and have it be crystal clear and uploaded all over the world for everyone to see with a click, couple clicks of a button, and that's crazy. And that's, like, advancement as humankind. But I don't know. There's some of these things that I'm like, dude, like, is, I don't know. It's just, could compromise humanity in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
And it's scary.
Yeah, it is, dude. It's weird.
And, like, I sound like a grandpa that said, like, how, like, older people will be like, back in my day. But it's like that, where it's like, like, there's something about struggle, you know what I mean? There's something about, like, having to walk to school and things like that, like, in the hot sun, or, like, if it's gonna rain and you don't have another ride and you just, damn, it started raining on my walk home and I got rained on. Yeah, I don't know. There's just,
yeah,
you know, no, what I'm saying?
I feel you.
There's like, it builds you as, like, builds your character, to, like, go through those sorts of, like, hard times, or needing to take, like, a bus to work because, like, your car broke down and, like, you won't have it for a week and no one can give you a ride, so you gotta take the public bus, like, uptown, and that's hard and that's difficult. But then by the end of it, you, like, you gain something out of that. You know what I mean? You gain some, like, tenacity or, you know, perseverance. When if all this stuff just becomes so accessible that everything's just as easy as, like, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I just wonder what it'll, like, look like overall as, like, humanity.
Can't be good. Can't be good.
Because even just the fact that more people play Fortnite than, like, play football and basketball combined, like, stats like that. There's nothing wrong with video games. I don't think there's anything wrong with video games, but there's something wrong with, like, having that obsession with something that isn't benefiting you, really. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Other than just, like... It's like I was just saying with the social media stuff. There's so much content that we just sit and watch, like on TikTok, because people just spend hours scrolling, and some of that stuff is beneficial because it's, like, teaching you something or entertaining you while you're passing time, but a lot of times it's just wasting time. Wasting time.
Yeah. Yeah. Literally. It's
crazy. And especially when a lot of it adds to, like with Fortnite, a lot of the, like, obviously there's goals to video games and there's something, you know, beneficial in striving to achieve any goal, whether it's digital or physical, but, like, a lot of these kids just want the hottest skins and, like, want to spend all this money on mystery boxes and, like, things like that, and it's just weird. And the fact that NFTs, that things like that are what, like, is super expensive.
I know. NFTs are crazy. I mean, for real. Like, the fact that, like, I'm with anything you can make money on, you know, I'm with.
Yeah.
But the fact of owning an NFT is crazy.
Because, dude, the way I see it, sneaker collecting, that's not something I'm into. I understand why people are into it, but that's something that, like, I don't justify spending my money on that because it's, like, a huge investment to be into, like, sneaker collecting or anything, like, any sort of material thing you're trying to collect and spend bands on or whatever. It's, like, I don't justify it because it's not something I want to spend my money on, but I get why. I get what collecting is. I get why that's a thing. But NFTs is, like, this whole new aspect where it's, like, you're now spending so much money on collecting something that you don't even have. Like, you can't even wear those dope shoes to, like, out to the movies. You just have, like, a digital thing you can make your profile picture and people know you spent $80,000 on it or something.
What gets me is if you've ever heard someone who is, like, interested in NFTs talk about NFTs, they'll be like, they're like, you know, someone will basically be like, well, I don't get NFTs. What are NFTs? And they'll be like, oh, so acting like, you know, whatever. So let me tell you. And they'll be like, so NFTs, like, You know how you can, like, people think that, like, when you buy an NFT, it's like, why would you buy it? Because you could just, you know,
screenshot it
or, like, screen record it. You know what I mean? And it's like, yeah, but then it's like, you don't own the real one. You know what I mean? Anyone who explains NFTs like that, you definitely know they're just in it for the money, because it's like, honestly, with NFTs, anybody is in it for the money. That's why it's just funny to hear people, like, explain it like that, because it's like, dude, realistically, nobody spends $200,000 on a CryptoPunk because they like the way that that little 8-bit figure looks. They buy it for $200,000 because they know they're going to be able to sell it one day for, like, $1 million+.
Yeah.
They already have. There's people out there doing
it. Yeah, yeah.
So now it's like all these other people who obviously want to make big money in stocks and stuff, or see the new wave, and you can make money with NFTs for sure. And that's why it's just crazy too. But it's just like, people should stop capping, and it's like, just attack it for what it is. I mean, let's face it. NFTs is money grab, and the opportunity is hot right now to make money with NFTs.
But in a lot of ways, it's pointless. Like, with that 8-bit little thing, like,
100% to own that and flex that, pointless. It's strictly just to have it and hope that you can sell it for a profit. I mean, obviously, who's gonna wanna, if Lil Baby bought that for, say, $100,000, his plan is to sell that for more than $100,000. If in a month it goes down to, like, $50,000 and never moves up from there, he's pissed. You feel me? Like, it's not a flex to really own that. It's a flex to make money off of it. You know?
Yeah.
It's just NFT. That's like,
and
with anything.
And I think there's ways that it can make sense, and it is a revolutionary, like, new aspect of us as, like, a society, with, like, Mike Mo's idea with the ABD skateboarding thing he wants to do with NFTs. That seems awesome to me, because he wants to sell the, like, photo or clip or whatever, like, is the original thing, but you'll get a physical thing with it, like a card, like a physical card, meaning, like, you bought this. But the reason that's cool to me is because, like, if I were to buy, I don't know, like, Dave Pachinski's kickflip over El Toro, if that was something that was available in that marketplace, I could spend, like, $700 to buy that in a whatever it is, spend that money, and that's now mine. Like, I now have that clip. I now have like a little thing that I got to where it's like, ooh, that's like one of the skate moments that I bought. Dave Bujinski's legendary kickflip, like one of the gnarliest things that ever happened there. That's cool to me as like someone who collects something, someone who loves skateboarding moments and like skate history. That's cool. That I feel like that would be worth the money. And in that, the money you just spent on that in the marketplace, that money is going to go to the person who filmed that kickflip, the person who shot the photo or sequence of the kickflip. To
Why that continue? No, keep going.
To Dave Pachinski, and then it'll be like that forever. So like, if I'm buying and selling my skate moments, and something that I bought for $700 is now worth $15,000, and I sell it, the people involved in making that skate clip are now getting some of that money that's in the, that's fluctuating. So in instances like that, I feel like it makes sense. But
that's true. No, I feel that. Yeah, because that's like, again, from the nostalgia standpoint, that's cool. You do get a little something. You can put it up. Hey, I own that. Hey, you know, talking with your skate friends. Oh, remember when Dave Pachinski, dude, I own that NFT. That's a flex. But so that is, you know, it could, and it could change with that. But I'm just saying right now in this point in time, because Mike Mo's thing ain't even out yet.
No.
I'd say this is the, that's the thing for NFTs right now, you know. I just thought it was kind of funny to hear other people explain it, like, oh, it's this, oh, it's that. It's like, let's be honest, you're in it to make some cash.
Yeah.
I don't blame you. Just call it for what it is. Call it for what it is. Own it. Own it, man. I've been looking, I can't lie, I've been looking into where to buy NFTs. Like, you know, I would invest in one.
But it's one of those things where, like, if you make a lot of money one day because you work really hard or, like, something. For example, if you make six figures as a doctor, you are a specialized person in society to where you're doing services and doing good for the world because of what you've learned and time you've spent on learning how to be a doctor. And then if you, you know, like buy and sell cars or something like that, something you do to make money and like flip vehicles or something like that, that is also, you know, you're doing something that takes a lot of work on your end, but it's doing something because people are getting cars they wanted and, you know, like you're having fun like decking out cars and you're reselling them and things like that. You enjoy it. Everyone wins, you know? You're doing something good for like the world in your like money making. But something like that, it's like, to me at least, the way I see it is just like, what are you really doing? You know what I mean? Like if you're someone who buys and sells things like that or like are involved in marketplaces where you buy and sell those whatever crypto punk things, what is it really doing? You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
That's what I'm saying.
Because people are making hella money, but it's like
strictly the only thing is to make money. That's what I'm saying. Like me personally, I would buy one. Like I'm saying, I would make the money. I would take the risk to make the money. Like I've bought stock, I've bought Bitcoin, I've bought all that. Haven't made a significant amount in anything, but except Dogecoin. Shout out Dogecoin. Still climbing.
I mean, I guess all of that, like day trading and all that, is just pretty much like moving around piles of money,
it's,
right?
Yeah, it all of it is, man. Like you really just, it's like with anything, a lot of things. Like, but the way that prices fluctuate on stocks are like they're always changing by the minute. If I were to pull
and
up,
that's
Robinhood,
all based on the value of a company.
So you,
like,
yeah,
right?
Whatever you're investing in, yeah. So and whatever their numbers are grossing and netting, like as the time is going. So you wanna, you know, you wanna buy low and sell high, obviously.
Yeah.
So it's just crazy. It's a crazy gambit because you, especially with NFTs, with their up and coming, because like. Like, I don't know if you saw like Jake Paul's NFT, but I was just like, you are flagging, bro. Like, I forget what it was called. I think it was called Stick Dicks.
Yeah, wasn't it like his little
stick figures
himself as a playable card or something like that?
No, no. It was, that's Logan Paul.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Chill out. Jake Paul, he did like one, and you could tell it was just a cash grab because it was like Stick Dicks, and it's like literally like a little stick figure. Legit. Internet picture, size of a stick figure, and it's like that's it, and you just pay like money for it. And you know, obviously with somebody of influence, like the reason influencers are getting on NFTs is because they can easily like
say tell their whole audience to buy something, and then the value is already way up here, and then it's going to start buying and selling.
It's stupid. That's why Dogecoin blew. Elon, like, said something.
He just the rocket emoji on Twitter.
Yeah. Literally tweeted Doge. D-O-G-E. Rocket emoji. Dogecoin went wild. Turned 400 into... No, $4. I'm sorry. $4 into... like, 500.
And that's another scary part of, like, how things go with the internet. And, like, aside from it being a tool, it's scary because there's that kind of power to where someone super famous can just be like, I hate J.K. Rowling because she's a bad lady. And then anyone who's like a fan of that person might all of a sudden be like, I don't really like J.K. Rowling either. Or they could be like, everyone go unfollow. Yeah, yeah. To where, it, you know, and like, it's just something that I...
Just listen, the internet's powerful. The internet's a tool, dude. And that's why you got to be careful, man. Like I always tell you, there's just a certain amount of bandwidth, you know what I mean? And if, you know, sad thing is a lot of people put a lot of that bandwidth to their social media presence, their social media, you know, entity, whatever. And they put a lot of time into it and they put a lot of effort into it. Like, it's just it eats up a lot of not only time but just like, I don't know if wherewithal is the right word. I don't even know what that word means. I just felt like I'm gonna Google it because like it just came in my head.
I've heard that before. I don't know what it means.
But just like, you know, like mental capacity. Let's see, wherewithal definition. What a big word.
Were you right?
It says wherewithal, the money or means needed for a particular purpose. So means needed for a particular purpose. I think I was right.
You were right.
It says they lacked the wherewithal to pay.
Props, dude.
Thanks, man. Yeah, so that's God. Bless me with wisdom. Flowing it in me. No, but yeah, so... it's, you know what I mean? Like, you spend that time worrying about this, worrying about that, you're going to get stressed out. And then when it comes down to actually doing things in your personal life that you got to get done, you lack the effort. And a lot of people do, like, spend so much time. I'm guilty. You know, we're all guilty of it. Realistically, if you're our age, if you're anywhere from, like, I don't even know, 5 years old to, like, at least, I'd say, like,
50
in your... yeah, and you're probably, well, I would say in your 30s, you like if you're like up to like 30, 35, you've definitely gone through it at one point in time.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's some like 40-year-olds out there who still rocking flip phones and they're old school, you know.
Yeah.
But everyone's succumbed to it where they're just, you know, even we've seen it with, you know, changes in family members, you know, where it's like, when we were kids, it's like, oh, stay off Facebook. And now it's like everyone has Facebook. You know what I mean? Like, so, and I don't know. It's weird. Remember what Facebook started out to be? We're talking a lot of social media this episode, but like, remember when Facebook was just like...
Farmville?
I was literally going to say,
and yeah. Posting statuses?
Yeah, and posting statuses.
And when Instagram was just putting filters on pictures you
remember,
took?
Remember Truth Is?
Yeah.
Truth Is, LMS, like my status.
Simpler times.
TBH, first comment.
Those were simpler times.
Yeah. Do you remember hot lists?
No.
Were you around for hot lists?
I think was that where people would make lists of like people in their school, like rate them from hot levels?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
And they would, yeah. So weird.
Never made any of them.
people that did that. I made like one. People that did that, and they used the worst picture. It's like, how could you? People that did that were sus. I was like, you know, the only one that you for. Let's just say, first off, if you did that, if you were a guy and you did that, you need some probably serious help if you haven't seeked it already. I would see if you're a girl and do that. You know what I mean? Because that's like girl-esque to try to like maybe a guy would do that. I don't know. I wouldn't see me personally doing it, but like make a Facebook to like rate other things to get comments on it to generate. Cause, and it obviously, if you're a girl doing it, the people you post would be like either girls that you want to know, that you're either friends with and that you want to know what guys think on her to see how you compare to being in the friend group with so-and-so, or you want to rate the guy you like to see what other people think about the guy you like. You know what I mean? And if you're a guy, like I said, if you're a guy and you make that, you need help. I always thought about it. Like I would look and I'd be like, who is making these? Cause when I was a middle school kid, that was a big deal. Like you're like, oh, summer hot list put me in a thing. Like you're like trying to figure out, but I would just think, I was like, be like, who's making these? And it's like, it's just crazy.
Like both genders, like it'd be like summer hot list and it'd be like number one, Adriana, number two, Michael, number three, Jared, or would it be like girls list, boys list?
So the hot list, it was like a Tom's hot list or summer hot list. And they would either do like a list like that, but usually they would do like verses. So they do like it was Manny versus Danny, my boy Manny versus Danny. So they had a picture of Manny and versus Danny, and people had to comment like who they thought was hotter.
What?
Yeah, it's like fucked up shit. We're not on Big Brother, like relax. Where's my $1 million prize? Yeah, it's crazy. On that, dude, would you ever go on a reality show? That's my dream.
Really?
Yes. I want to go on a reality show bad. I about signed up for The Circle.
I wouldn't because...
You ever watch The Circle?
Yeah, but I feel like it's not genuine. Like, I feel like most of the time with reality shows, they have some sort of agenda. So, like, when they're... I noticed this when I... You remember the show Wipeout? I know that's not a reality show, right? It's a contest show. Wipeout? You know that show?
Yeah.
Or any show like that. I remember I used to always think, like, how can't they do that? Like, that doesn't look that hard. But the whole point of the show is they want people to wipe out. They want people to, like, not do that great. And everyone in that show, you notice, has, like, wild personalities to where it's like, here's freaking, you know, Lucas. And Lucas likes collecting da-da-da. And he's, like, got weird quirks. Like, before he does his run, like, his whole intro has, like, a whole story to it.
Yeah.
They do that because it's supposed to be entertaining. They can't just be, like... Here's Danny. He sells windows. He's about to try this obstacle course. And like, and then you just kill it. They'll be like, all right, Danny wins.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
It's probably like that with things like The Circle, too, where it's like, what can you bring to the table, Daniel Lombardo? Like, what is it about you? Like, what kind of.
Now, The Circle's fire. The Circle's fire. Circle's fire.
Yeah, The Circle's pretty cool. Because don't you like try. I haven't seen all of it, but don't you like want. There's people who are like the catfish and they pretend to be someone else. And then
you come into the circle, you can either be yourself or be a catfish. And so you get that option. And like, yeah. And if you did want a catfish, you could pick like who you wanted to be. Like I could catfish as you. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I saw someone, one of the girls went as like her husband.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
she
yeah,
played
yeah,
like
yeah.
A guy.
Yeah.
And had to pose.
Yeah, it's a good show, man. Like, dude, the
that would be fun.
Yeah, it would be.
Because it's like a game. Yeah, it takes skill.
Yeah, like it would definitely be fun to do. And you're in. It would low key get boring. The Circle, especially. Like, I always wanted to do like, obviously like Big Brother because you're in this huge house and like, they supply food. And,
you know, I don't think I'd want to do something like that though, just because of how much drama is needed for
yeah,
that show.
Yeah, now like I wouldn't want to do something like that, but I would definitely do The Circle. Circle would get
boring.
I'd want
to do something more. I mean, even though there's drama involved in any reality show, something like Survivor, where it's like
trying to do that naked. You would do Naked and Afraid.
Yeah, I've never seen that show.
You're just naked and afraid.
And that's all it is. There's a bear over there and I don't have clothes on.
24 hours. That's it. Good luck. Yeah, now you'd probably be good at Alone. You ever heard of that show? Bro, you gotta watch this show. It's on Netflix. You would love it. I think there's, I want to say 10 contestants. Don't quote me. Might be maybe 7 to 10 or so contestants, right? They all get dropped off in different locations, remote locations. You get a GoPro from the camera, or from the, you know, thing. Unlimited batteries, literally. Charging ports for all of them, you know, whatever. Like, literally, you get so many batteries. And you... take, I think, 5 to 10 items, maybe 10 items, maybe something amount of items, to a remote location in the middle of nowhere, and you got to survive. Longest one, if you know, last one standing, like longest one to survive. And you're all in different locations, and you don't know when other people have like quit.
Oh,
so you are just out there surviving, and you have to.
I'd love that.
And you have to just your only objective is to just live
and document
it. And document everything. You That'd have to like sick. Just always film, bro. Telling you, watch the show. It's crazy. I found out about it because I watched a Joe Rogan interview with the winner. It was I was just randomly popped up like a year or so ago, and it was like the winner of the recent season. And I listened to it, and he was explaining the show, and I was like, that show sounds sick. What the fuck show is that? Then it was found out it was on Netflix. I'm like, dude, I'm watching that. So I watched it. Me and Bree, we loved it. And yeah, it's a good show. It's definitely a good show. Definitely a good show. It's crazy. Crazy. Because you got to kill animals. You got to like do stuff. You feel me? And like what was crazy was like, I think this guy... I want to say, I don't know if he was Canadian or not, but I feel like he wasn't American because, like, man, he was too nice because literally where he was stationed, I think he was stationed in Canada, it's law that you can only kill a wolverine twice, okay? You can only kill two wolverine. No, you can only kill one, okay? You can only kill one no matter what. So he ends up killing. This guy gets so lucky, dude. He ends up...
Was his name Sam Larson?
No.
No? Says that's the season 5 winner.
No. Nope.
David McIntyre?
No. Nope.
Alan Kay? Anyways.
Season 10 winner. But I don't want to spoil it. I don't want to spoil it, so don't look.
Oh, okay.
Because I want you to watch it. And what I'm about to say, this guy, he shoots a, I think it's a bison or something like that. Elk, something. He shoots something, gets a lot of meat. Like, so much meat. Like, he had more than enough meat to last him for... long time, bro. Yeah. But the issue was keeping it good.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know, so what he did was had a lot of fat. The fat from the animal that he killed, the bison, he had like a mason jar full of fat, and he said that was really good to like do certain things, like cook with certain stuff and like preserve certain, I don't know. He said the fat was like key. No, because eating the fat, I think he said the fat energy was like source. Energy source, yeah, to even just like it's sustainable, like
that's
a little bit goes a long way, right? So
fat.
So he's got his stuff, and he's made this like makeshift tent to kind of like with like palm fronds to kind of like, you know, go over the like meat and keep it exposed so like animals don't come because they can smell that stuff and like get it, right? So a wolverine starts messing with his stuff. So he's like not wanting to kill it, but he's like trying to set up traps and like get it, but the thing's just going for it. It ends up taking the jar, like getting into his thing. I think it took like his whole jar of fat.
Oh, no.
So he was out of that. He was like, no. And so when it came back, he ended up killing it, right? So then another one comes back a couple days later. He's like, it's law that where I'm at in Canada, I can only kill one. I was like, I forget what he ended up doing, but I was like, while I was watching the show, I was like, boy, turn the GoPro off and murder that thing, bro. Protect your meat. Like, for real, because I was like, because it's rough out there, bro. Like, you see people out there, like, struggling to even... Because there's, like, girls doing it, guys doing it that aren't, like...
Don't have any knowledge.
I mean, that if you're going on the show, you probably do have some knowledge, like, you're down for it. But, like, a lot of these people have been on, like, expeditions of this caliber, but nothing quite, like, this intense. But there was this girl out there that she just wasn't having any luck. Like, she caught a fish, and it was pregnant, and she ended up eating the... eggs from it. It's caviar. When you catch salmon and it's pregnant, it's caviar. But the fish had a disease. The fish was sick. So she got massively sick. She ended up having to go home. But she was like throwing up everywhere and like struggling. Another guy like freaking killed a rabbit and ate it. And I was just like, damn. Because again, I got introduced from the winner. And the winner was the guy that ended up killing the bison. So I was like imagining everyone just had like, oh, giraffe, but like just unlimited, you know. But I, like, no, I
everyone
watched.
Everyone else was like a grasshopper.
Yeah, dude. Exactly. I watched the show, and literally, people are eating bugs and like, you know, beetles and stuff like that, and fish, like
just raw.
Yeah,
Smeagol. Just
no, literally. That person finally caught a fish, got a knife. Just she's pregnant. Cut it and just scooped the egg. I'm like, no wonder you got sick. Who would ever do that?
Clean the fish.
Yeah. Wild. Wild. We've been going for a minute. I do want to touch on before we...
Wait. Right before we go move on, I was going to ask, would you rather do... If you were in that show, would you rather do it in like an island type situation where it's like beach, you know, island survival type situation or like Alaskan wilderness?
Oh. You talking cold?
Yeah.
Island.
Let's say temperature not a factor. Let's say it's a summer in Alaskan wild where it's not cold necessarily, but it's just forest, like dense forest with things like grizzly bears, opposed to island where you don't have fresh water and, you know, all the things that come with island survival.
Honestly, are they like mosquitoes and no-see-ums? Are both?
Probably both, yeah.
Sucks.
Probably less in Alaska, though. Less buggy.
I'd probably stay home. I'm just kidding. If I had to do
probably
it,
have to deal with some gnarly, you know, spiders either way.
Because, A, the winner, I think the winner of... Bro, I think the winner of... Hey, Siri. How much does the winner of the show alone get? I think it's 100 racks.
Better be.
Okay. I found this on the web for how much does the winner of the show alone get on racks. Check it out.
$500,000.
$500,000?
500 racks.
Well deserved.
Yeah, so I'm saying...
Should be. Imagine if they just got 10 grand.
Because, I mean, bro, some people... Bro, they're out there for like 70...
You need a Mazda Miata.
Bro, 75 days.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's like 75 hard.
Yeah, well...
In the wilderness.
Well, it's however many days it takes to last. Win, yeah. Last one standing wins. Like, people just give up, and last one standing wins, and you don't know whoever's canceled out.
Imagine if it just kept going. Imagine if someone just did it for like...
I would lose.
Because people hike the Appalachian Trail for like months, you know? So people can survive to that level where it's just...
But they come prepared. I think it's the mental.
Oh, yeah.
Because it'd be day 50 and you'd be like, what day is it? Have I been here for 20?
True.
10? 30? I'm so hungry. I haven't slept. There's no see-ums on every corner.
I bet it'd get to a point. You know the rule where they say you can go five minutes without oxygen before dying, 5 hours without 5 hours in like harsh elements without before dying, 5 days without food or 5 days without water. 5 weeks without food, or maybe it's the rule of fours. Where, I don't know, but something like that, where like you can gauge like how long you can go before you will die without food, and it's a certain thing like that, where it's like 3 days, 3 minutes, three, like whatever. That's just kind of a general thing to base it off of. It might get to that point where you're just thinking like, it's been 2 days and I haven't found food yet, so I got at least 24 hours and I got to catch something. When like around here, you're like, I'm hungry, I haven't eaten in 2 hours. I need to get something.
Yeah, exactly. I would be such a switch, man.
And to me, like, as weird as it sounds, I think that would be kind of cool to experience, to like get to that level of like of humanness where like you're just worrying about like not dying.
Yeah, because I was gonna say scary too, like not only you're just trying to eat, but you've got your prey for a lot of predators.
You're bottom,
like
you're not at the top of the food
chain. Yeah, like this guy was out there, bro, and he was you know, there's 10 seasons, so I'm not really spoiling much. What I tell you now, you're not really going to remember if you ever do decide to watch it. The mountain lion, this guy's chilling lakeside, like, fishing. Mountain lion's just, like right by his shit, and he tries scaring it off because, like, these people don't want to... That's the difference. These people don't want to kill it. I wouldn't really want to either, but if I was in that situation, I'm not hesitating for a split second. Like, I'm not going to... You know what I mean? You're telling me $500,000?
In your life.
I am killing everything in my sight.
These people die?
I'll kill 5 Wolverines. Yes. They can die.
Like, it's that kind of show?
Yes. You probably have to sign your life away because literally that guy was about 10 to 20 yards away from this mountain lion and he was trying to scare it off. And he's like, as long as it doesn't come closer to my base, I'm okay. Because like he was here. His tent was probably like a little bit behind the bathroom door. And then the mountain lion was like a little bit further from that door. And he's like, as long as it doesn't come closer. And he's like trying to yell at it. And it's not going away. And it came closer. And he's just shot it with the bow and arrow. Because he was already like aiming at it. He's like, as long as it doesn't come closer.
Do you remember what 5 items the winner brought?
Oh, gosh. No.
Like what sorts of items people were bringing?
No, I don't. I think he brought...
Because I'm trying to think of what 5 items I would bring if I were in the
I know,
the
obviously,
show.
Like... A weapon, you know, bow, like a bow and arrow. probably say a bow and probably like maybe you'd have to make your own arrows. I'm not sure how that works.
Yeah, you definitely need a very good cutting tool.
A knife.
Something to make making fire easier.
A blanket. You know, sleeping bag. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something nice to hold water in probably would be super handy.
Uh-huh.
Like my little canteen thing that has the metal cup on it to boil water. Something like that is clutch. One item that can be used for like several different things.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
Yeah.
I mean, not sick, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. Yo, so real quick. I wanna throw some out there.
Okay.
Next weekend, we'll be in Jacksonville.
That's right. This time next week, we'll be in the hotel.
Do we record a podcast in the Jacksonville
hotel? We should. Yeah, we should.
Should That's we bring sick. Our stuff? Yeah.
Because it would only take an hour. We could just set up.
Yeah, we could do it wherever, whenever. Yeah. They may have a conference room. We could do it maybe in the room. Yeah.
They for sure will have somewhere like that. Even the lobby, we could even do a podcast. There's got to be better places, but.
Our room would probably be pretty sick.
Yeah.
Because we could set it up to where the cameras are facing, like, riverfront. And we could just maybe move a table over there. Set up the boom arm, set up the thing.
That's going to be awesome. Yeah. I cannot wait for this trip, man.
And it's riverfront right on the water. Yeah. Welcome back to the State of Palm podcast, baby. Yeah, that's going to be sick. I can't wait. I'm hyped. Stoked. Well, cameras are dead.
Curious to see what the course is looking like.
Actually, all the cameras that are pointing on me are miscellaneous. Gone. All right. We'll wrap her up.
This is an interesting episode. Kind of a little doom and gloom, but...
Hey, just real quick, shout out to the subscribers, man. Shout out to the followers. If you're tapping in with us, I appreciate you. You know, if you're listening, you're not subscribed, hit the subscribe button on YouTube. We got new episodes coming every Monday. And we're changing. You know what I mean? We're trying to evolve. We recently got a Rodecaster Pro. Shout out Cody Smith for all your knowledge. I like my bouncing my mic up and down. Hey. Shout out Cody Smith. All your knowledge and appreciate you helping us out.
Shout out La Hatchet for that episode that we did.
Shout out La Hatchet. Murdering the freestyle. But yeah, we're trying to take our podcast in a couple different routes. If you've got any suggestions as a listener, your feedback is highly advised. We'd love it. Comment down below, DM the Instagram. Let us know what you want to see, what you want to hear. If you're subscribed, what would keep you subscribed? If you're not subscribed, what would get you subscribed?
If you ever have opinions on things we talk about in the episode, leave it below.
Who do you want to see on the show? Are you killing it? Do you deserve a chance on your show? My Cash App is listed below. You can Cash App me $50. No, I'm just playing. We don't sell these interviews, man. You know who it is. It's the City of Palms podcast.
Where can they find us at, Danny?
You can find us at Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, SoundCloud, TikTok. Follow us on TikTok. Run it up. We got TikToks popping off. Shout out to Hatchet. Hatchet, casket, put him in a basket. We got everything going up, man. City of Palms on everything. City of Palms at Gmail if you got a question or concern or inquiry on anything. Hit us up.
Just to briefly plug it, the end of the month, November 27th, we've got an event coming up in Cape Coral.
An event!
Hit the Instagram for more details, but I'll just say it right now. That is going to be one of the funnest nights of the year for me.
Legendary. Oh, let me get some.
My book's being released, Professor Shred, Daily Grind. I have the copies coming to the house while we
speak. I didn't mean to laugh at you, and I pressed the wrong button. My bad.
Give me an 808. Professor Shred's Daily Grind coming out. Yeah, we're going to have a podcast party, though, because we didn't get to do the anniversary show because of COVID, shutting everything down. We had to reschedule it indefinitely, and now it's been rescheduled, and it's going to be bigger and badder than it was ever supposed to be.
We really did that. Yeah, we really did that. We really
got it on loop.
All right. Yeah.
All right. You got anything else before we take it out, Danny? Ooh.
Oh, snap. Hey.
And shout out Biscuit for always supplying the beats.
Hey. Yeah, I ain't gonna rap. We could take it out. Hit him with the outro song.